classic version of Swan Lake. It's about tons and tons of female ballet dancers in white tutus all coming on stage together, and then you've got the principal roles. Having said that, I'm sure you'll make a beautiful swan. There's also a very famous version of Swan Lake that was done by Matthew Bourne, and that is a version where all of the swans are male, so it's a modern dance version. So, yes, you need to be very graceful, please.
You're going to kind of need wings.
Okay. So if I have one wing and...
I'll give you one wing.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to start off in a fifth position.
So I put one foot like that and one foot like that.
Yeah, they're both in that. Perfect.
Is that okay?
Beautiful. That's quite nice, actually.
Okay.
Okay, from here, you're just going to bend the knees like you're going to get up onto a demi-point. You've got to... This is a bore.
A bore. So effectively, I'm standing on my tiptoes and bouncing up and down.
Bouncing your feet on the floor as fast as possible.
Let's give this a go.
Beautiful. We've got to get legs straight then.
Legs straight.
Legs straight.
Go back to the original position like that. And lift up slowly like that.
That's it, make sure your legs are straight. Beautiful.
I'm adding my wings in now.
Nice, they're not bad. Drop right back, arms come over your head.
Okay.
Try to get your head right down to your knee.
My head down on my knee, like that.
Yeah, that's not bad actually, it's pretty flexing.
Quite tight cast, but...
That's alright, it's good.
Full of compliments here, obviously I'm a natural dancer.
Put your right foot up, you turn towards your right leg.
I think I can do that. So does it matter which way I turn?
Yes.
It does. So it has to be clockwise.
It's got to go, clockwise.
Yeah. Up like that on one toe and then spin to the right.
At the same time.
If you hear a loud clunk now, it's because I've fallen over.
You'll be fine. Yes. Kind of.
Kind of. You're laughing because it was good, is that right?
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, it was really good.
I think I've learned all I'm going to learn here today. And how was my first lesson?
It was pretty good. Pretty impressive. Yeah. Well done.
Do you think there's potential here to be a ballet dancer? Be honest, come on.
To be a professional, it's a lot of work.
Right.
A lot of work.
Okay, and in terms of natural ability then, perhaps I've not quite got what it takes to be a professional male ballet dancer?
No, maybe not. But you did very well.
Thanks.
You did a nice job.
And in terms of this particular style of ballet that we've been doing today, just run through some of the moves we've done.
So we did a bourée, which is the first movement you do. You go up into fifth and then really hammer your feet into the floor. And we did a pirouette.
Okay. And marks out of 10 for the pirouette, which I did do quite a few times.
8.
8. That was a very generous 8.
Gave you extra points for effort.
Okay. Thank you very much. So, Lucy, you've just witnessed my first ballet lesson. From an outside perspective, did it look okay?
It did. And the main thing was that you were having fun.
Yeah. So do you have many students here at Dance East to study ballet?
Yes, we do, yeah. We have ballet adult classes, as I said, on a Monday evening. And we also have a programme called the Dance East Academy, which is for young people who are looking to go on to dance careers, and they study ballet intensively as part of their programme.
Do you get a kind of an even mixture of male and female dancers, or is it mainly females with the odd male? How does that work?
In the academy programme, we're at about 30% boys, so it's not even. Boys are generally quite underrepresented in dance training, but we're working all the time to try and encourage more. We have a big annual boys project in Baber every year where we have over 100 boys performing at the same time, so we're trying very hard.
Finally, any words of advice to anyone out there who's thinking about doing ballet? What would you suggest to them?
I'd say get yourself along to some classes, make sure that you're with a good teacher. We've got lots of good teachers in this area. And if you're really serious, you need to work hard inside of class, but also you need to do some work at home.